was a shemang, chow mein, no vegetables, please. This is the audio development journal, number 13, I believe. Most of these have been going under the development journal in audio form. Done a few audio directories, audio directory recordings as well, some of them related to the TSN. Check them all out. We got a quick one here for, well, probably going to be a quick one. It's a new week, new day, year zero of the Truth Social Network. Things being built brick by brick, as we say. This one's going to be about indexing, as I'm calling it. Not sure if it'll be a tip itself, or rather probably be included in the first tip, which kind of lays everything out. So the concept is this: every signature in the Truth Social Network needs its own unique web page. And that web page needs to be, needs to have a name, right? So that sort of led us to creating a, somewhat of an indexing system for the TSN signature pages to label them. Now, first, it was the whole signature itself. Like your TSN Block Publishing domain / the whole entire signature itself, which didn't work for a bunch of reasons. It was working for a little, but then there's problems with if the signature or fingerprint itself has slashes in it or plus or things like weird signs like that, it creates problems and it doesn't index properly in your domain. So, also it's just a long kind of mess. So we did keep an aspect of that. There should be some aspect of it in the label. So what we ended up doing was the domain name / the last 5 characters of the signature, which shortened it up, but only, I believe it's only letters and numbers, no weird symbols included. Obviously the signature has what it has and you can't control that, but if the last 5 of the signature happens to be a plus sign or an equal sign or something like that, it is taken out. Now that was the first part of evolution of the indexing system. But then you start to think about it and it's like, well, what if one page happens to have the same last 5 characters as another signature page, which you don't want for your indexing system. It wouldn't be catastrophic because it's not that big of a deal if it were to happen, because the page itself has the full signature in it and its own unique information, but nonetheless something you would want to avoid. That's kind of the whole concept of collision resistance and cryptography, which is like, there are these things called collisions, and it's like if you're producing 2 unique signatures or hashes, what are the chances they're going to turn out to be the same? And obviously all of the cryptocurrency PKI and major hashing systems avoid this with special math that ensures that it's essentially impossible for it to happen. That's the greater principle. And it's kind of based around this thing called the birthday paradox or the birthday principle. And it's like, if you get, you know, X number of people in a room, if you're going to make a system based around, you know, their birthday, what are the chances that 2 would have the same birthday? And surprisingly, when you get to a certain amount of people, I forgot the numbers, whether it's like 100 or a few hundred, it happens a lot more often than you would think, where if you ask two people their birthday, it happens to be the same. That's basically the essence of it, but you could talk to the cryptographer guys more about that shit. So, the goal is to, we didn't want to have an indexing system where two pages would have the same last five. In other words, if you're going to have signatures and take the last five characters of it, at a certain point, there could be one with the same last five again. This, you could talk to the fucking cryptographers about how often that is. I don't have time for that, but it is not that often. But we've added an extra layer, which is you are putting the domain backs, or another few layers, the domain name backslash the directory name that the signature is in backslash the block number that the signature is in backslash the last five. So then it narrows it down, it makes it even less likely it'd have to be two of the same signatures in the same block now. So that's even more rare. Obviously, if blocks were an infinite amount of space, then it's a different story, but they are not going to be, as we spoke about another one, there's going to be a block size limit in kilobytes, so that should be enough to limit the collisions in index naming. And again, not the end of the world if it were to happen, but the extra layers will prevent that. Further, they will make it easier to search. Like, if you know you said something in a certain block or in a certain directory, you could search through that. We have a very special Block Explorer search function installed. It's called Control F. It's took me years to develop, but it is instituted in there. You just go to the block and you hit this special function called, it's called Control F. Then you can enter, you know, your query terms, right? So that's basically the brunt of it. Now we might be even further adding a dime number, right? So you can know the statistics of how many, or every a directory number, really. For dimes, it'll be a dime number. For audio, it'll be an audio number, and so on. To the indexing system, which can play into the statistics for, you know, advertising or what else. Also, just an easier way to find things if you know whereabouts the number of the dime it was, you know. Dime number 307, whatever it is. So that will be, has not been added, will be added. This will all be explained in a tip. I don't know if it's going to be a specific indexing tip or not, we'll see. Yeah, so that'll be a cool useful add. Also, the indexing system, the names of the pages, does play into TSN references, you know, because you're referencing someone's signature in your message, and then you link to their page, so that's the name of the link, basically. Maybe we'll do a separate one on TSN references after this, a shorter one. So, that's indexing. What else? What's happening right on the TSN? A few things since we last spoke. Jay, right? My friend Jay. I saw the whole, you know, pizza Trump reference thing, you know, and the whole little act, you know, with your boyfriend Jay, he's impressed, right? Well, yeah, all right, buddy. I don't know. It's like, I'm not impressed. Cool. These are the sort of, you know, parlor tricks these type of charlatans play. I'll give you, that was some good timing there, but come on, guys. I know the game. When it works, you play it up. When it doesn't, and you know, it's like, all right, cool. You know, have Trump say, see some squirrels, or have him say something about squirrels, okay? Right? Let's see him say that, buddy, with your comms. Not to mention that shit can be used against you. So. Those type of timing attacks, so hope you know what you're doing with that, with your little con there, with your boyfriend, LTCJ, you know, first your friends, then your fucking, right, you and your boy, but, anyway, it's all, it's fun, brings attention our way, so, you know, do what you gotta do, buddy, but, it's like, listen, guy, even if you were, you know, in communication or associated with, old hair boy Trump there, so what, you know? Yeah, Trump's gonna win, he's gonna destroy it in the election and all that, but, you know, let's see some things from old hair boy Trump. He hasn't, yeah, you know, he's being attacked like he's their enemy, but let's see him take down the deep state, right? Maybe, you know, maybe he's waiting to be elected, but then they could push that and say, oh, you know, he just got elected and blah, 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 and then they delay it some more, and so it's like, let's see some things. I don't need a savior, and what does it even matter who the president is anyway these days, right? So, I mean, you know, he's got an opportunity to do some things, but at this point, it's not even that important anyway. It's all about what we do, and can't stop cryptocurrency. Yeah, someone was saying about my last one, about the cabal, like, yes, they could be infiltrating cryptocurrency, but the game theory wins out, so it's not they could be, they are trying, but how successful are they? Obviously, you know, the whole government forex attempt and, you know, the Bitcoin Cash guys, right, or the Bitcoin Cash cults, as I'm calling them, the BCC guys are all CCP infiltrated, and, you know, that's the cabal's attempt, but big deal, look how that played out, right? So, now it's like you could make 10,000 Bitcoin forks, and it only helps Bitcoin because the protocol is stronger and that much harder to change. So, good luck with your Bitcoin peanut butter and jelly and your Bitcoin STD and, you know, the Bitcoin cash cults. Go ahead and worship your B cash, bzzz, right? What else? I think we'll wrap it up there, maybe do a quick one on TSN references, but that's it, peace.